Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Now, leading up to this chapter, in chapter 1, it's the lineage of Jesus. In chapter 2, it's the birth of Jesus. And now we move into the ministry years of Jesus, which began with John the Baptist, who was sent as a forerunner to prepare the way of the Lord. And John the Baptist, in the beginning, it says, in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, notice these words, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, it's interesting. Not only does it have these words repent in chapter 3, but also in chapter 4, Jesus says, repent and bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And so this idea of repenting means changing from our old ways and surrendering our life to Jesus and walking in the power and the resurrection of the resurrected Jesus. In other words, it's not enough to just be religious, but what I find myself being challenged here is, God, help me to search my heart and see if there be any wicked way, and to repent and to change my ways and to follow after Jesus. And I'll tell you something, it starts with the day that we give our life to Jesus. It starts with that day that we repent from living a life that is all about us, going our own way, doing our own thing, to follow Jesus, you know, the one who created us, right? Who made us. It begins that day. And then it continues on a day-by-day basis. And, one of the things I want to point out that I'm just reminded of and convicted of is that the idea of repentance, the Greek word, means a change of mind that results in a change of conduct and a change of behavior. Now, at the same time, though, I got to say that it's something that happens on a regular occurrence. For me, in all honesty, yesterday morning, you know, it was no sooner had I been on my knees praying with my wife and kids, praying that God would give us just a special day at Mount Bachelor, a special day of memories together as a family, then I found, no sooner had I done that, then shortly after that, I found myself not being cheerful, not being grateful. You know, here just recently, I've been studying Philippians, where Paul talks about being cheerful in all things. You know, here he was in prison being joyful, and I found myself in our bus that uses a special toilet paper because it's a marine-based toilet. There's a pump that grinds it up. More detail than you want, right? But it grinds it up. If you don't use the right toilet paper, it can clog it up. It's a real nasty process of pulling the toilet out and all this. So we find ourselves having run out of toilet paper. I get some regular toilet paper out of the bathroom, and I ask the kids, I say, don't use much toilet paper. Try to use very little. And then I find the toilet's backed up. There's a whole bunch of toilet paper in the toilet. So I'm like, who used the toilet? I told you not to do this. You know, why didn't we buy more? Why wasn't the toilet paper on our shopping list? And, you know, I'm just not being nice. I'm not being cheerful. I'm not being joyful. We can't change what had happened at that point. You know, what I needed to do is just, hey, remind your kids, don't use much. but anyway, I wasn't. So I found myself having to repent. And again, it's something I have to do on a regular basis. And I think that's part of living a life that's about following Jesus. It's about repenting and setting that, just being real with our wife and our kids, you know, and recognizing when we do fall and getting back up and changing our ways and changing our behavior. And so it's interesting that the ministry, you know, begins with John the Baptist is saying, repent, repent, recognize our sin, change from it, you know, repent and go in a different direction. And so my prayer for us today is that we would just search our hearts, you know, beginning with me, and repent and ask ourselves, what do we need to repent from? You know, and ask for forgiveness from our spouse, our kids. And then let's, by the power of God in our life, let's allow him to work through us to go in a different direction. Amen. So, all right, if this podcast has encouraged you, you can subscribe to my podcast at Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark or my blog, beacatalyst.com. Now go out there and have a super, ultra awesome, fantastic day. God bless.